In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I am risen, and am still with thee. Alleluia. Last night at the Easter Vigil, I spoke to the faithful, and especially to the three men just received into the church, about how the ceremony has something as yet incomplete about it. The theme of the Mass of Holy Saturday is the empty tomb, that our Lord is not here. Our Lord crucified and laid in the tomb is no more to be found. We must wait yet a moment before finding him in the full glory of his resurrection. And so he appears to all of us today, just as he appeared to his apostles in the week of his resurrection, the octave of Easter. And we know from the Gospel that before our Lord appeared to his apostles, he appeared to the one called the Apostola Apostolorum, or the fathers, that is, to Mary Magdalene, who then went and told them that she had seen the Lord. Finally, it is the unceasing tradition of the Church that the resurrection was made known before all of these people to our Lord's Most Holy Mother. This is the reason why, after having ceased to recite the Angelus during the sacred Triduum, we begin now to sing every day, in morning, noon, and night, the Regina Caeli, in commemoration of the fact that the resurrection was made known to the Immaculate Heart of Mary even before any of the public appearances of our Lord to his other disciples. But this morning, at the Mass of Easter, Holy Mother Church invites us to examine the Scripture and its full revelation in Christ and go even one step further to consider the most intimate life of God in the Trinity. It is, yes, our Lord appeared to his Holy Mother and made known his resurrection. This was at the same time that he, that is, the second person of the Blessed Trinity made incarnate, in Christ the man, spoke to his eternal Father in the words of today's intro, words the meaning of which often escape us. I am risen and am still with thee. No, these words are not spoken to us yet. He does not say, I am risen and am still with you, you my disciples. No, he speaks to the Father alone at the very moment of his resurrection and saying in the most intimate love of the Trinity, I am risen and am still with thee. The introit continues, thou hast set thy hand upon me. And now marvelous is the knowledge of thee which has come from me. Yes, Lord, thou hast proved me and known me, and thou hast known my going down and my resurrection. This is the theme as well of the Church in her night office, in Matins of Easter, when we have but three psalms, the very first three psalms of the Psalter of David, where once again our Lord reveals to us the moment of his resurrection, his divine and incarnate person. I am who am, and my counsel is not with the wicked, but my will is in the law of the Lord. I asked of my Father, he gave me the nations for mine inheritance. I laid me down and took my rest, and I am risen, for the Lord hath borne me up. Alleluia. It is almost as though we are brought back to that most intimate moment at midnight Mass, when Christ is born, when all, in the silence and piercing cold of the night, get down on their knees to adore him who has come as a small babe as the price of our salvation. Now, once again, in the very calm and grave tone of the introit, as it is sung, we hear that gentle voice of Christ, just as we heard it during Holy Week in the Passion. I am risen and am still with thee. Yes, O eternal Father, thou hast set thy hand upon me. Thou hast sent me on this mission which I have accomplished. Thou hast allowed me to take on human form and be delivered into the hands of sinners. Thou hast proved me and known me. Thou hast known my going down and now my resurrection. And because of my incarnation, marvelous is the knowledge of thee which comes to men from me. My dear brethren, the Lord is truly risen. And so, in the silence of this beautiful morning at Mass, let us place ourselves on our knees in adoration as he is lifted up before us in the sacred host, and unite our words with that of Holy Mother Church, who dares to speak in the very voice of her divine spouse. I am risen and am still with thee. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.